At age 50, I drank my way out of my 25-year marriage. I had, against advice I knew, put all my eggs in the motherhood basket, willfully derailing my successful law career. As teenagers, my precious children did not need me in the hands-on way they had previously. In fact, they were dirtying the nest in preparation for going off to college and beyond. My husband and I had grown apart because, among other things that were entirely my fault, we failed to nurture that important relationship. I was depressed and stuck. As I turned 50, I had the distinct feeling that I was on the downward slope of my life. Actuarially speaking, I was. So when I turned 50, my gift to myself was to go on a crusade to make the most of whatever time I had left. I set out to do 50 new things that were, perhaps, significant only to me. The list spanned physical challenges, adventure, travel, spiritual work, and lifestyle changes. Each taught me something about myself and how I wanted to live the next decade and more of my life. We all have challenges in life and cards we are dealt that we would rather not face. Life does not go as planned. But each of us can adapt and reshape our circumstances moving forward. I had a lot of darkness in my past. It was painful to come to terms with some of that. But I took the necessary steps for me to heal. I have heard that the lotus flower grows out of mud. It took me a long time to appreciate my mud. I had always been a bit of a dilettante. I was fairly good at many things, but expert at none. Part of that had to do with my desire to evade introspection. I spent much of my life running away from myself, running so fast so that I would not have time to look within. When my therapist asked me what made me happy, aside from my children, I had no answer. When I reflect on this now, I am astounded. I suppose I really did not want to know who I was in any meaningful way. For the most part, I just took on roles that were expected of me and subjugated my desires unless they coincided or meshed with the given role. Pursuing 50 new things was part of my quest to determine who I was at my core and what cultivated joy for me. The definition of happiness is debatable. In my youth, it meant pleasure and excitement. Those things can contribute to happiness, but I was looking for something less fleeting. At 50, happiness for me means contentment, serenity, and peace, with some spice mixed in. I set off on a spiritual retreat to search for clues about the authentic me and the meaning of my life. I actually went to rehab first, which was spiritual, so spiritual that I went 5 times. What planted the seeds of my transformation was a retreat led by Don Miguel Ruiz in Teotihuacan, Mexico. I now strive to live my life according to the tenets of his book, The Four Agreements. These 4 agreements and the 12 steps for recovering alcoholics provided the roadmap for the next chapter of my life. So eager was I to share my new way of living that I joined forces with friend Dr. Nicole Cutts and led some writers' spiritual empowerment retreats. Our tribe of women writers and seekers continues to support each other and check in on our writing and other projects. Participants have called our Vision Quest writing retreats healing and affirming, and full of love, authenticity, and breakthrough. I came to terms with being middle-aged. I didn't actually like the way I looked in the mirror, so I looked in the mirror less. I had been a lifelong athlete of some sort, and had run 3 marathons. The fire for running had dimmed since nearing and turning 50, and my knees rebelled at the beatings they had taken.